I was trying to use Jonah for intelligence.
That's like trying to use a croissant as a fucking dildo.
I thought
that... No. Let me be more clear. It doesn't do the job. And it makes a fucking mess.
Don't give me that yawny bullshit, the two of you. Come on. I'm as tired as you, but I can fake it.
What was that?
That's the difference. That was Veep, the new Julia Louis-Dreyfus show, which...
I was going to say, she looked hot from my angle.
She is, one, still fuckable as all hell, and two, the show is brilliant.
Because, like, from my angle, the monitor screen is, like, negative.
Yeah.
I was like, well, the outlines look hot. You know, fucking green and black.
She still looks amazing. And she's like, what, 48 at this point or something like that? I
wanted to fuck the shit out of her when she was on Seinfeld.
It didn't get sexier than Elaine Bennis. I've told the story a million times on air, but I have no repeat listeners, so it's fresh every time.
Woody Allen movie.
Woody Allen movie, the scene with her getting banged at the beginning and like dropping her panties.
Yeah, and there's like around her ankles.
The second fastest orgasm I've ever had by myself.
That was hot as shit to see Elaine in
maybe
that situation.
45 seconds max. And I'm usually like, I masturbate 30 minutes minimum. Like, that's the one time in my life I don't want to kill myself. Like, so I milk that shit. So if I was just like, mwah, 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 like a fucking kid dropping his ice cream on a hot summer's pavement. That's
what, some old man pathetically humper.
Yeah, exactly.
Was a blind
all
bitch
feebly.
In the
room. Exactly. I was like, God, I could have fucked you better, Elaine. I'm 14. And I could still fuck you better than this. I know it. God damn it. Oh, that was just the best thing ever.
Fuck the wickedness right out of that jukebox.
Did you know she is worth something like $2.9 billion?
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, she's an heir to some sort of vast fortune. Her dad is stupid
the
wealthy.
Jewish gold fund?
The Jewish, yeah.
All the fucking gold they've been hoarding in some secret Jew cave since the early 60s.
Just Area 51 of Jew gold. Yeah, that's she is heir
all
to
all that money and shit the Nazis had that mysteriously went missing after WW2.
Like, it was all some scheme for like the rich Jews to get the gold out of the teeth of the poorer Jews.
Fucking suing the Swiss banks to this day.
Oh my God. God bless those litigious bastards. Welcome to another
look.
So she's richer than fucking there. Seinfeld.
Yeah, her pops like, again, I forgot the exact... It was something like $2.3 billion she's gotten.
Well, her dad was an actor, too.
No, he's like a rich fucking Baltimore businessman.
The Baltimore shipping bullshit.
Yeah. Probably. Some airy Aristotle bullshit. Onassis. Big swarthy motherfucker. Puppet mastering some ships. I don't know where that was going. Sorry about that. Show's website, again, this is Papa's Basement. We're at inpapasbasement.com. I don't have my background, my music. I don't like that. Will, sing.
God damn, I just gave myself fucking hiccups by like drinking water while I was laughing.
rookie mistake. Will, if I wanted to replace Ace of Spades, and that's a great song, not exactly easy to replace, but if I wanted to replace that with a song by Gray Sky Eternal, your band, what would you recommend? What could slip into that really high energy slot?
I mean, we're about to record some new shit in a couple weeks.
You got something that just throttles, like Ace of Base, though. Like,
Ace of Base.
God damn it. Fuck you. Ace of Spades. I saw the sign and welcome. No. Okay, we're all tired. Eat a bowl of fuck, okay? Anything that fast, because we used to, I think for a bit we opened with Pantera, and Pantera is like slow and menacing, but it's just not fast enough. You need something that really gets your blood pumping, puts a little wiggle in the dick, a little sign of life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I could fucking pull it up on the phone or something.
It already recorded, or it will be. I just, you know,
yeah, I mean, I'm just talking about the shit that has been recorded.
Okay.
I'm sure the shit that will be recorded will be much better.
Because for copyright purposes, I might want to replace Ace of Spades.
I think it would be hot if Will and his band dropped an exclusive track Taylor made
like this the Spider-Man show. Theme song. Papa's basement. Papa's basement. Doing all the shit in his basement.
All right. Well, I was thinking, like, you could come in and do a fucking, like, acoustic performance sometime if you want.
Yeah, why the fuck wouldn't I want that? I mean, I, like, you do the show for 5 minutes and I just go and jerk off into the toilet in the studio and eat a fucking Zagnut bar out of the vending machine. Step in here, Howie. He's diddling his phone.
Listen, like, I think this is gonna happen, man. I'm glad you brought it up because I think this has got to be a Papa Giorgio production.
All you do is bitch about lawyer shit and like how I need to copyright this and that, and I'm trying
don't
to
talk
be
about that,
about
man.
It.
Like, I'm saying you have to be as ignorant as possible when it comes to those things.
That's right. I don't know what the fuck I just said. I'm delirious. I've been sleepy and.
I don't ever talk to you about those things because I'm just here in my personal.
Never once have I been instructed about what a weak position I'm in legally if anyone decided to come at me. Not a one.
Dude, yeah, they're far worse problems in the world. Sadly, like, no offense, bro, but you're not getting the kind of traffic that attracts much attention, homie.
No, I've been kind of stagnant for about 2 to 3 years, which it's got its perks.
We're about to go commercial, man. We're about to get you out there.
Good. I like that. I like other people doing my bidding. I can only do so goddamn much. There's a lot of masturbating to do in this world.
We just videotaped a commercial for your fucking show. How do you like that?
That'll be on the website soon. A commercial with the snarf puppet, Jerry, who's quiet as fucking real life. Jerry is so... Like, I love Jerry. There's a weirdness to that man, the way he comes alive holding a puppet.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. I always feel bad talking about the things in front of him, because he's, like, pretty clean cut. I mean... Growing up.
Oh, he actually gets offended by what we say?
I don't believe he gets so. Not offended.
Oh, really? I don't think he gets offended. I just, Jerry, like, I wouldn't have dirty talks with Jerry.
Wasn't his brother, like, the biggest fucking dirtbag of all time?
I think that's why he doesn't really get offended. I think it's more guilt by association. He just doesn't want to be like, hey, I hang out with these guys.
Yeah. And I think Jerry's to cover his ass, too, because he's, like, looking to get into teaching and stuff like that. Jerry's just weird, though, in that he's very even-keeled, and whenever you do fly off the deep end and you're saying some wild stuff and you're very animated, you feel weird doing that in front of Jerry. And yet, he pulls out that fucking puppet.
You can't even keep up, man. Like, I'm saying...
Well, I try to be straight, man, to the puppet.
Yeah, it's tough.
Because the puppet's that dominant.
He's a fucking pussy magnet on Halloween. I remember that.
Oh.
Stupid snarf puppet.
Oh, the fucking snarf puppet had so much box
puppet.
Walking up to it.
Let me rub your clitty, snarf.
Ever been tail fucked, snarf.
God, I'm so pissed I didn't have that fucking engaged bitch rub my hog longer.
Oh, God. This is Halloween 2011. Involved the following. I go down to Richmond, hang out at some goth fetish club with Jerry and his wife, which was a good time. I got loaded. I forgot I made out with some chick at a bar.
Shvoget, right?
Yeah. She actually was like black or Latin, one of the two.
Brazilian, Chinese. Oh, that's something weird.
That's not a good start. Continue. That's I don't remember what the fuck she was. She was just like, you're hot. And yeah, the next thing I know, we're making out. That was like the only time I've ever gotten any at a bar. God bless that fucking goth club.
Good old Richmond. Yeah, I don't know. I can't download shit from my phone. Fuck.
Ah, don't worry. Put that shit away. Focus on what you got here.
It's the past, man.
Exactly. Let it go. Nam was decades. Yeah, and I was dressed as Kenny Powers. You came down. What was your costume?
Chippendale. Same thing it's been for like the past 4 years.
Milking the fucking Chippendale costume some more.
Do you bitches know how hard it is to get these abs?
Yeah.
It's so easy, though. It's just fucking snap on cuffs and a collar.
We go to a house party the next night. Sadly, we cannot get...
The weird cuckold couple.
Yeah, we can't get into the goth party. And
rolling too deep.
Yeah, just I think that was it. We had too many, and they can only sneak in kind of like one person per member of the fucking weird fetish club.
And we had like two or six or something.
It was just so annoying, too, because they eyed me up like in my Kenny Powers outfit like I was a jock. And I was like, really, really? Oh, yeah, I've never heard the Sisters of Mercy. You know, like, blow my dick. I've been into your culture.
Well, if they're fucking goth people, what the fuck do they dress as for Halloween? Goth people?
They...
I think they go medieval, like...
Yeah, it's like, okay, the the really fruity guy that was quote unquote married to a chick, like the couple that Jerry and Carly knew, and it was the guy who just seemed gay as fuck and was like so trying to be overtly straight to compensate. Where it's like, oh my god, I love your titties, let me squeeze them.
Oh dude, you were there
Paul
when
Lind
I went
talking
back
about eating pussy
afterwards when I was like, all right, let me see if that bitch is still there.
Yeah.
And we go by and of course it's just completely dead. I guess we started like the wave of people leaving.
It was a boring
and
party.
I was just like, all right, Jerry, let's leave. And of course Carly fucking like as I'm saying that is on the phone with the bitch. Like, yeah, we're outside. I was like, god damn it, Carly.
Yeah, you walked up the house of a thousand corpses. Like it's just empty at
and
that
so
point.
So we go in
later.
There and they're fucking watching like X-Men 2 or something. And there was some pretty hot bitch. I think we talked about this, like
who, Jean Grey? Yeah, I love that.
I don't know, she was in like 1940s Russia. She's wearing white. I don't know which. I thought it was Mystique, maybe.
Oh, okay. We were talking movie characters. I thought I was making a clever joke, but yeah, you were talking about fucking someone from X-Men.
Have you seen like X-Men Origins? Maybe. I don't know.
What was going on at all?
I don't know. She like chained some fucking like czar to the bed or something. It's just like she's in this white lingerie. And she looks hot as shit. But yeah, he's just like, oh my god, the same thing. Look at those fucking tits. It's just like. The least convincing like,
nice labia girl
heterosexual shit you've ever heard in your life.
God, it fucking sounds like a scene from X-Men Origins, but I don't think that was on DVD. Maybe it was on DVD even at that point. Yeah, that does sound like what's her face white queen fucking some dude like a Russian cat or something.
Maybe
like
it was because I don't think it was Mystique, but she could shape shit.
She could turn clear or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, you were watching X-Men Origins. I saw it a couple weeks ago. Fucking what's her face? Betty Draper.
Okay, there's not a scene where she like, changed some dude to the bed.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, she looks fucking hot as shit in that movie. Like, I'm not the biggest blonde fan. They're typically boring. Betty Draper, I would fucking eat her 1960s asshole. Well, no, her real name is, what the shit?
Oh, Betty Draper's the character?
Betty Draper.
With January Jones.
Yeah, January Jones. That's it. Betty Draper is who she plays on Mad Men. She's Don Draper's wife.
Oh, I was going to say, man, fucking name makes your penis soft. It's like goddamn Mamie Beardsley.
Mamie Beardsley. Oh, fuck, Mamie. Sometimes we got to explain the throwaway references. Go on YouTube, look up Opie Anthony Mamie Beardsley.
The song?
Oh, no.
Have you ever heard the song?
I did hear the song. They were playing that. Oh, no. They were playing that on the best of, I think, yesterday.
He's partial to the Negroes.
Blow Medgar Evers.
He looks
dead. Get him to stop marching.
Why don't you take care of him?
Oh, God. Fuck. Just look at Mimi Beardsley, Opie Anthony. That is the...
That was
I don't know if they've done a better 30 minutes on that show. They have, but that's in the top
probably
five.
With Patrice. Like, that might be the best of just like the core group.
Yeah. Oh, fuck me. That is good. But yeah, that fruity guy. So you're getting back to what they dressed as, the goths for Halloween. He was like Pan or something on
Friday.
Oh,
those two were members of the club?
Those were the guys sneaking us in. Yeah. I think Friday he was in like little hairy buffalo leg looking things or some bullshit.
Jesus
like
Christ.
He was mowed up.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so I'm
trying to think like what the fucking gayest outfit you could possibly pull off would be.
Gay outfit. Now, like, are we going
under
for,
the guise of like you're straight?
I was gonna say like because if it's like overtly gay,
no.
Like a speculum up your ass,
not
like a
like
hamster running around in it.
Not like the guys at the bar you pulled me away from. Or no. I phrased that poorly because I'm half asleep. The guys at the bar you took me to and pulled me away from the chick rubbing my. Fucking Bajon in front of her fiance.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's... See, I know I love you. You have such a focus when your penis is manipulated in any way where you're just like, this is going to end in sex. These goth people, apparently their thing is being like, oh, we're open. Like, everyone can fuck everyone. And the instant, like, you actually try to put stones to any woman, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. She can, like, touch your cock a bit. But what the fuck, man? That's my wife.
I don't think she was one of them, though, because she said she was from New York.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. She rolled in that circle. But I've heard whispers from Jerry and Carly that, yeah, the whole shtick with that little goth enclave they were friends with is like, yeah, we're an open marriage. But kind of that translates to our fat, pudgy wives might make out for a bit in front of us, and then we act like that was the most titillating scene since Caligula.
That's a sad state of affairs.
Right, pretty bad, yeah. It's boring as shit. So I didn't think I was cheating you of anything, because I'm like, oh, they touched Will's dick through like his costume.
No, she's putting her hand down my pants.
Really? Ooh.
I was wearing pants.
It's skin on skin.
John, I hate to dog you out, but I mean, Halloween is kind of one of those nights where like shit kind of gets a little different than every other day of the year.
Oh, I think
the goth ladies.
I know
really.
One girl who's like, goth, I want a marriage where on Halloween we both can fuck around. I'm like, yeah, I want that marriage the other 364 days, except you don't fuck around any of them.
Wait, you said you knew a chick who said that?
Yeah, I'm friends with a girl who's like, she's like, I would love to get strange once a year. And I'm like, well, does the guy get to? And she's like, yeah, of course. So God bless her for that. But
it's kind of weird. Then why
do
it all the
time? Yeah, why can't I just want a marriage where I can cheat and she can't? Like, that's just what it should be. Like, you come home.
Old school.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, hey, look, I'm coming home. I love you. But fuck it. I needed to, like, drain my balls in something else. Like, a guy that isn't banging elsewhere.
Find a fucking human doormat and then trick her into falling in love with you.
I don't know, man. It's hard. Just
who was that baller? There was that Russian baller, right? He had a wife who basically told the media, like, he's allowed to bang one basketball groupie a year. But that's it.
That translates to 365.
I was going, like, you can't,
dumb bitch.
You cannot put a control, like, for dude. I really think it's like all or nothing. And you're hardwired to want to fuck because that's part of what validates you as a man. Like, if you're just like fucking the same, it's like, would you tell a cook, hey, you made a really good mushroom risotto. You're making that the rest of your fucking life. No, that's not a cook.
Well, getting married and having kids like emasculates you to a certain extent.
All it does is make you less of a man.
What gives?
That's it.
I think we say all this, Jerry gone.
Yeah. That's it. You're just fucking the.
Because you're giving a woman power over you.
Yeah,
that's not good. I would never do that. I don't want any fucking bitch having anything over me.
Yeah, it kind of like. I'm starting to test the waters with seeing someone, and it's like, it's rough, man. Like, I don't know if I'm built for that shit. I'm trying. She's cool, but
I don't think I have it in me anymore.
I didn't think I did. She's chill enough where I'm like, I can give this a try and like really give it the old college go, but I mean, difficult.
Will's still on the short side of 30, so I think it's going to kick in here in about
a
year.
Your fucking vag ass is why I'm considering so much of this, man. Like,
for real?
Yeah, you're living with a chick for a while now, and I'm like, God, Howie's fucked up like me. If he's managing to do it, maybe I should look into these options.
Yeah, I mean, life is pain. You might as well find a little company to get through the misery, right?
See, that's the thing. It's like, I've got male company. That sounded so fucking gay. I've got like friends, and I've kind of just gotten by chilling with friends, but I think there does come a time where just everyone fractures more and more into their family units.
No, it's true. I don't know what it is as dudes like, get older. It's just like, hey, what are you up to?
I haven't had fucking like close male friends for years.
Yeah,
like,
you are kind of doing your own
thing.
Dude,
you're rocking the strange. Like, you're doing all right, dude.
Not
me and John
fucking
would,
time, man.
No, I'm just saying, like, me and John would not hang out nearly as much if both of us were just, like, rocking out.
Like, I don't actively go out looking to sport fuck anymore. I mean, I haven't for years.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, like, me and this dude hung out so much in high school, mostly because we didn't know how to talk to girls.
Yeah, well, that was the foundation of like every high school friendship I had.
Yeah,
it's like
me too.
Hey, we're going to hang out and get drunk together. Then we're going to take your copy of the yearbook and take turns jerking off to it in the bathroom.
It was the worst.
Did you actually do that?
Who said that out loud? we would take Playboys. I don't think the yearbook was ever used for
enough.
Communal wanking. But yeah, once in a while, like if we got really baked or really drunk. And we had swiped a couple Playboys. It was just like, all right, cough one of them shits up. I got to hit the head. And then, yeah, it'd just be like, because you're so fucked up. I mean, you don't think anything twice of it. I don't think this is, well, okay. It's a shameful, disgusting reveal. I was going to say it wasn't. No, it is. It's pathetic. But it wasn't like, it didn't ever escalate into like, well, why do we have to go to the bathroom to do this? No, like we all were fucking all man about it. We beat off into some crumpled up toilet paper, flushed it. And then pass it off, you know, pass m'lady on to the next man.
Well, like a fucking prison.
All right, I'm gonna let the record show. I was only there one time for this.
Oh God,
I did not get down.
Yeah,
I did not get down, but I observed you and Stefan had good etiquette. Matt fucking Hoffman is a gross piece of shit, dude.
Matt Hoffman is such a mouth breathing, disgusting, horrible. Yeah, I want to say this happened maybe like my high school experience five times, something like that. Like it wasn't done over and over. It was done maybe like twice a year or some shit for the first 3 years. Matt Hoffman, God fucking damn him. I don't know what he's doing now. The guy's probably making like half a mil a year.
Are you serious?
Breathing through his mouth still. He's got to do something about that.
He like was, I think he came out of college making like quarter or something like that.
What the fuck? Doing what?
I don't know. Being Jewish. Fuck, man. How do any of them make money? I don't fucking know. But I just remember, I think he just had contempt for the quote unquote lack of hygiene in our bathrooms or something. Stefan and I would pound off. The least you can do, wash your hands very audibly.
Right.
Matt would just beat off. In 3 seconds, like you would just hear the door unclick, and you'd be like, I'm done. And you'd be like, Matt, I didn't hear a toilet flush. I didn't hear the sink. Well, it's okay. I didn't get any cum anywhere. Look, it got somewhere. Like, it fucking...
You always get pre, and then that smears all over your shaft. You use this fucking lube.
It's not like it popped out just fucking steam and disappeared into the ether. It got somewhere, goddammit.
Oh, fucking wicked Zionist.
He's acting like he's Tom Berenger with his jizz, just like fucking shot it right into the trash can, not a drop anywhere else.
I bet you don't think you need to wash Christ's blood off your hands either. You fucking murderer.
Goddamn. Yeah, that was an interesting kid. I was real close to him. And then, like, college rolled around. That was, like, the first of the people I knew from high school where college came around. And, like, I fucking just didn't know them at that point.
Oh, like, not even that first summer?
What do you mean by first summer? Like
after, like, your freshman year of college and hang out with them?
Oh, no. Like, I want to say it was right after Dad died.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were still loosely keeping in touch.
Right.
And I remember, like, we hung out, and he's like, yeah, sorry to hear about your dad. So, I've got these girl problems. And I was like, God, you are a piece of shit. Like, really? You fucking can't, like, spit on my pussy before you stick your dick in it? Like, you just do this?
Dry dicks you.
Exactly. What the fuck, man?
Who's that kind of guy?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, whatever. I got no ill will against him. I just always was a little cheesed off at, like, him and a couple other cats I knew that, like, you go through 18 years of the school system thinking, all right, this is all egalitarian. It's about what we accomplished.
It's the second time today you've used that fucking word. I don't know what it means.
Probably saw it on Bazooka Joe or whatever the fuck. I don't know. And then you get the cold shower of just who got into what college because of what?
He got into what because he was Jewish?
He got into some deep, like...
No, it was amazing. Just expensive, man.
It was, yeah.
That school wasn't... I mean, it's good. It's just... It's nothing to get excited about, for real.
But it was just
what
one of
was
those,
it?
I forgot.
Claremont McKenna. I remember.
Oh, God,
this.
Yeah. You're Jesus, nicely done. Yeah.
No, I just remember being like, all right, that's a good school. I'm glad I know someone who can afford it.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it.
It's expensive as shit, dude.
Hold
His
on,
parents paid
hold
full
on,
price
hold
for
on.
That.
Hold on. Bulletin.
Oh, that was that, real, people.
That was much ado about nothing.
Newsflash. Sorry, I had to pull a Mr. Burgundy right into the microphone.
You want to go to all that trouble, better be better than that.
Sorry, man.
It was audible. I'll take it at this
point.
Yeah,
exactly. I didn't shit down my pants like
you.
Need
to break at least 2 seconds.
Sorry, there was no sustain. I haven't eaten in like 5 minutes.
I'm just disappointed it didn't smell. Like, me and Will should be dying on the floor at the very least.
No, I'm talking right into the mic I farted into. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. Nah, that was just that was a weird cat, man. What can I say?
I'll say this, man.
An only
like,
child.
That is weak. Like dropping the "I'm better than you" shit. Like people did that. That was wrong. That did not suck as bad though. As me and one of my high school boys ended up like accidentally getting me arrested. So that was a negative.
You
that was a fucking negative.
Fucked. You weren't dry dicked. You were dry fisted by yeah. one of your friends. Like, I don't know how much yeah. you want to get
you
into.
You drop
on
a
it.
Name.
Yeah, please drop full names. Nah, I love throwing people under the name.
I'll text his neck. Like, I ain't going to do that.
What was their first name?
It was the Turk.
Oh, okay.
It was the Turk. So, yeah. It was, of course, name? It was the Turk.
The name of the guy who cuts people from a football team. The Turk. The guy who comes to the locker room and informs he's been cut.
But yeah,
tell
nah.
the story.
Just, all right, I know who you're talking
nah,
about.
Nah, like, we don't need to go into details, but I'll just say this, like, good friend of mine in high school, then coming out freshman year of college, like, end up at a party, find myself being
but,
like...
Tell at least a shred of the weed story. Like, not the details, but just what was done to you. Because I'll tell it if you don't. Like, I'll give the gist of it. You want me to give the gist of it? I'll give the fucking gist of it.
Nah, here, all right, so, like, 18, you know, once upon a time...
Sounds like
I may have smoked
Taylor
marijuana.
Swift lyric, you homo.
18. But at any rate, you know, like I hung out with these guys who like happened to have some marijuana in their house. What happens? Some asshole goes onto the balcony at like Tuesday night in the suburbs, does his Macho Man Randy Savage impression. Wakes up the neighbors.
Is this the fucking drunken Irish best friend of the Turk?
Who do you think would have done?
Exactly, yeah.
Kid was out of his mind.
So loud, drunken Irishman.
Hey, guys, check this out. Here's my Macho Man. Tuesday night in the suburbs, wakes up the neighbors who call the police.
Because it's summer vacation for everyone, you idiot.
God. See, I'll give my posse, as weird as we were, all circle jerking to like Stacy Sanchez centerfolds.
You were doing some shit like this.
Circa 94. We were so smart about drugs.
Stacy Sanchez.
Well, no, I mean, it's
just. Did you ever see the spread with her and her sister?
Was that the one you had?
No, I just had the Stacy Sanchez before she was Playmate of the Year. There was one, her posing with the sister that looked exactly like her. Fuck me.
It had one picture of her with like the blonde sister, but goddamn.
No, she had a sister that was almost like a clone.
This chick looked like Rebecca Gayheart, but with massive
fake
tits.
Oh, she was awesome.
Oh,
and a big Spanish ass. She's so goddamn beautiful. Ugh.
I know what I'm doing when I get home.
You're two doors closing in that house.
Yeah. Was it like retro porn? It's like, I don't know. It's like anything else. Fucking better left in memory.
Well, yeah, the instant you actually see pubes, you're like, what?
Oh, my God. It's just like, I don't know. You can't get fucking Rod to Playboy anymore.
Oh, I'm still a Playboy's blog, man.
Have you seen Jenny McCarthy's new shit?
I have not seen
I'm
the
looking
nudes,
forward to that.
Man.
Damn.
She looks pretty good, man.
You've seen the nudes?
Yeah.
Shit.
You want me to pull him up?
No, like when we get home, and then I'll pat you on the head and say good boy and slam
well,
the door shut.
Fucking bring him now. Do we have the filter on here?
Nah, we can punch him up, I guess.
All right, well, I could do it on the phone. I'll give a fuck.
All right, do it on the phone, then we'll pass it around. Right. Each of us will take your phone into the bathroom, but you will hear our hands being washed afterwards. That's the important thing to make note of.
All right, you two pass.
So this piece of Irish shit. Who said that out loud?
So, I mean, you know, parties happen.
He's getting
cops
rowdy.
Well, wait, what the fuck is the Randy Savage impression? Like, what did he do?
The snap into a Slim Jim thing.
That's it?
It's probably just him screaming like a maniac. Like, any excuse for that kid to scream like a maniac.
But anyway, like, you know, hey, shit happens. Cops come. They're probably just trying to tell everybody to shut the fuck up and go home.
Not once they smell weed with kids, man.
No, like, there was no weed.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Were you guys drinking? Oh. I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations is
no, like, any rate, like, that's not why they came in the apartment or the house.
Was it
the
parents' house or someone's apartment?
It's like
or what?
Someone's parents' house, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sitting on the
couch.
I want
to say it was Private Pyle's house.
No.
Was it the Irish or the Turks?
No, it was the Turks' house.
It was the Turks' house, okay.
That's the problem, like, so I'm
that's
sitting on the
Irish
couch.
That's why Irish was even invited.
I'm sitting on the couch, like, just gone, watching world's, like, scariest police chases, ironically. See this flashlight in the window. I'm like, oh, shit. What the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
I look back. I have to look back to the deck because I'm like, yo, where's the Turk? He's got to answer the door. This is his house.
Mm-hmm.
No, dude. He saw, like, police lights and ran.
Oh, this
because
sucks.
He's a dumb kid. He's not even a kid. He's fucking 18. Like, fucking in the ghetto, you're a father of three by now. And this guy sees a police light.
Yeah, and then
that was
everybody
before
in the house.
After he had gone to jail for rioting.
This was right before, so like,
yeah.
That's
after going to jail for rioting because the Purdue women's basketball team won the national championship.
No, they lost to Notre Dame. They lost to Notre Dame.
What the fuck
so.
Were they rioting?
There was like, I felt bad about that, so I kind of got dicked over. But
like, how about looking?
Aren't
for
you supposed to
a
riot when people
excuse?
Win and it's a fucking male team?
This isn't fucking Detroit.
There was only six people arrested in that whole riot, and he was one of them.
Of course he was.
Yeah. I mean, so the cops like caught people red-handed, like holding a dumpster trying to throw it through a business window.
You really got to fucking try, because there's only X number of cops, so you have to be doing something right next to a fucking police.
They were literally like holding...
tipping a car, and a cop walked by.
They just like, they grabbed something to like, it took six people to like jam it through the front window of a business. And so like, that's when the cop comes up. And it's just like, all right, I think we just got caught, guys.
What?
They fucking battering rammed a store? So, holy shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's a riot. Like,
that's like the story the guy in American History X tells. Like, the black guy dropped a TV on the cop's foot.
So, yeah, anyway, like, I just look up. I'm just like, oh, shit. What are we going to do?
Well, what do you think? When you see a light, I would just assume it was some dick friend trying to scare you at 2 a.m.
When you're stoned, it's just like, shit, the Poe.
Okay, yeah.
This time paranoid. I'm right. I'm not just being paranoid. Okay. So this time it was just like, oh, crap. That dude just ran. Everybody in the house is
just
basically
the fuck out.
So, like, cops come in, probable cause, because, like, who lives here?
Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
My personal favorite.
Okay, can I just do a left to right scan on the Jenny McCarthy ones? Holy do we have to finish the show? I got something I need
this.
To take care of.
Give me this.
Don't swipe the screen.
No, give me this.
There wasn't like a picture of you holding your rod or something. Don't worry. I went one to the left and saw some band.
Oh, no, that was Uncle Penny.
Okay, hold on. All right,
just keep doing your thing. Let me just wrap the story
no,
up.
No, take a look before you even try to continue.
Oh, dude.
I don't know, what's she, like 42, 45?
Oh, that's money.
I know.
Dude.
Oh, she's hot as shit.
No, she's, like, she has a great dome piece. I think she has gorgeous features.
Tits, man.
And she's, great fake tits.
This is a good time to be in America, man. Women are just staying hotter longer. It's unreal. It is so good. So good in this country these days. I don't care if there's a recession. Women are still holding up into their 40s.
That is
lots
nice.
Of them. It's no longer just like...
Sadly, we last into our 80s, so there's still several decades of horror ahead of you, but at least it isn't fucking the 1970s or the 60s where a woman hits like 33 and it looks like she goddamn hit the side of a wall at 40 miles an hour. What the fuck was it? I guess they just like popped out their kids immediately and stopped giving a shit by 27.
I don't think they gave a shit, period. It was just nature. Like, you're going to be skinnier when you're younger.
Nah, but Pilates, man, like all that kind of weird crap. Like, what does Alec Baldwin's chick do? What is she? She's a yoga instructor, right?
Who's this?
Alec Baldwin would just marry that yoga instructor, right?
Oh, that fucking gorgeous piece
she's
of Latin.
She's gonna
ass.
Be so hot.
Yeah,
still, like,
yoga holds shit together.
42. Yeah, like yoga, Pilates, like all this stuff is just
I
so
will
good.
Always
for
maintain this though. You have to be hot for yoga. Or Pilates to matter a fuck. I used to have a chunky ex-girlfriend who was like, I did yoga today. I'm like, why don't you just put a Band-Aid on AIDS, you fat fuck?
You no, but
you
seriously.
Ate yogurt, fatty? Like eating that Jamie Lee Curtis Activia tranny
the poop
shit.
Yogurt, yeah.
That's not what it is.
God, no. It's just, you have to be taught already. You have to be thin for yoga and Pilates to actually then just sculpt you.
Yeah, because it's going to tone shit. It's not like real bodybuilding.
It's not chiseling anything off, yeah.
You're not burning many calories.
No, you're burning maybe like 50, 100. Even if you're doing the toughest yoga, you know what's tougher? Running some fucking laps. Doing a lot of that.
Squatting.
Yeah, squats.
Behind a bush.
Rot.
All right, so do we finish the riding? All right, so cops show up. He takes off from his own house.
So, yeah, like, I'm there with, like, maybe there's four other guys.
Which
with
is just such
house.
Dumb kid logic, by the
yeah,
way. You're 18.
Like, you would have been okay probably had you
he
not
wouldn't do
answered
it again
the
now.
Door.
You're like, I'm in my own house. Yeah, it's my parents, but I can say I live here. And that would be it. The cop would go, okay, you fuckers, knock it off.
Yeah, let that be the lesson to your younger viewers, you know?
Yeah, if you're 16 and you're learning the birds and bees from Papa's basement, God, that would be so awesome if I had a bunch of young minds.
How do you think you have to open the door? They don't have a warrant at that point.
I mean, you should,
yeah,
probably.
No, that's, right? It's...
Then you just make
they
it
can always
worse.
Create probable cause
I was
going to
say,
like,
yeah.
Hey, we believe somebody was breaking and entering. that kind of shit. That's how they got in, because they're like, who lives here? None of us. Where is that guy? Oh, he just ran when he saw you guys.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, well, if none of you guys live here, we think you're breaking and entering.
Oh,
so
sure.
They come in, they throw us all out, they find weed, and then,
now,
like,
when you were thrown out, were they were obviously detaining you, right? There were some cops outside who
they just asked us to step out. We didn't really.
Oh, you should have taken the fuck off.
So this is dumb kid logic number two.
No, because we couldn't leave. They were like,
your cars are blocked.
You're staying with us.
Okay, so there were extra cops here keeping you in check.
We're under suspicion of breaking and entering at that point, right?
Well, so there's more than one cop. Like,
no, dude, like, it's the fucking suburb.
It's like, Nova. There's probably like a SWAT team.
Half the county showed up because they're like, hey, got some kids drinking.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, like, they made us pour all the beer out because we weren't 21.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
And they were like, we're not going to arrest you guys for that. Then they're like, hey, we found weed in that part, like the house. And then they like talked to each one of us.
Yeah.
And what I didn't realize till later, this is the day I realized that I wasn't white. Because like I just looked to my left, I looked to my right. I saw two white dudes, just like Irish kids on my left, looked right.
Fucking those big
two other
cheeks.
Fucking pasty white motherfuckers. And I'm just like, I was living in Texas. I was tan as shit. I'd basically shaved my head so I looked like a Buddhist monk slash like unidentifiable Peruvian.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So when they pulled me aside for my interview, they wanted to know what gang I was in. They started asking me questions about like living in the Hispanic part of the area.
Wow.
And that one I was like, oh, I think I'm going to end up in the back of a police cruiser tonight, because these questions really have nothing to do with why does this kid have a Scottish last name?
So they thought you were the dealer.
They were just like, we think this kid's in a Hispanic gang. They radioed me in as Hispanic.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Did you tell them?
No, because I don't talk. That was the number one rule. Like, at the time, I was just like, I don't talk. I don't talk to cops. Don't snitch. This is why I got the story, though.
That also
like,
might have been part of what did you in.
Do you know, this is what gives me street cred now, because it's just like, I don't snitch. And I got proof.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't talk. I don't know shit, dude.
I don't think it's snitching if you talk about yourself.
No, but there's like, hey, what do you know? No, because they asked me, like, repeat your name. They're like, hey, so tell us your name. I was like, I don't have to talk to you.
I think that attitude.
You were the smart ass kid that got all lawyery on him.
And look what I do now.
Yeah.
Fuck those pigs. I shouldn't say that.
So what
I
did
like
they arrest
the police,
you
usually.
For then?
They were actually pretty respectful. They were just like, hey, we don't really like getting on people's cases, but we had to arrest somebody for something.
How was the weed that was found? How much, by the way?
They dropped the charges because they were morons. Like, they should have arrested the homeowner. So,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Basically, when you find weed in a house, you just arrest the homeowner.
That would make sense.
I would have blamed the guy who ran. Like, yeah,
AKA the homeowner.
That's why he ran.
But, no, they were being lazy, and so that's the thing. Like, if you're a cop and you want to figure out, hey, like, which asshole kid actually had this at a house party in the suburbs, why don't we go arrest some kid's mom and see what happens? You probably won't find out pretty quickly who shit it was.
Yeah.
So, you got hauled in and all that shit?
Yeah, I got booked, man.
Booked? Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty money.
How long were you in jail?
Basically. See,
how long until a weeping hen
my favorite part,
came
man,
and
like,
you up?
I wasn't really pissed at it. I was still pretty high. But as I was sitting in the back of the police cruiser, I was just happy because this was back when 94.7 was still classic rock.
Oh, God.
And I was like, shit, this cop listens to the same music as me. I'm just going to enjoy this. So it was actually
what
really
song?
Cool.
What song?
Simple Man.
There was a little Credence.
Some ZZ Top song about pussy.
There was definitely some Credence.
Okay.
It wasn't Midnight Special, but, you know, it was some good old classic, like, I'm trying to remember what track two on the Greatest Hits album. It was, you know, it was some good shit.
Whoa,
so at any rate, I enjoyed it.
Stuck a load eye.
It wasn't that sad. It was bumping. Anyway, so like, I'm just sitting in a jail cell. By the way, I was wearing drawstring shorts.
Oh, no.
And they told me, like, we either got to pull this string out of your shorts or we can give you one of these. And I was like, I want that. I just took the jumpsuit, dude. So my mugshot.
Fucking Orange County jumpsuit.
My mugshot is in, like, the jumpsuit, man. It's
like
still
a Slipknot member.
I got to get it. Like, I've always wanted to FOIA that shit because I'm like, I bet that's money. Like, if I ever go to
Where do they haul you? Like, the one in downtown Fairfax?
It's by the courthouse in Fairfax.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in jail.
How crazy was your mom crying when she picked you up?
She was pretty pissed because she didn't know, like, I'd been smoking pot at that point.
I remember the one time I got busted due to fucking Matt Hoffman.
Did they piss test you or what?
No.
Nothing?
No. I think they just hold you, right? Yeah.
No, they just they keep you and then...
Under the charge of what? Possession?
Yeah. It was... I'm trying to remember now. So yeah, like just basically I sobered up and then I was like, you know what? I think I can call my mom now because this is getting boring. There's just a bunch of drunk people in here telling me weird stories about like being black and just driving through like the suburbs. Like one black dude just straight up got called because he did the right thing. Like he started to drive, felt a little too drunk.
Is this like the Harold and Kumar thing where he's like, I was arrested for being black?
It kind of was because, I mean, the dude was just like, he clearly had been out like Shark Club or whatever it was, just like looking kind of dapper, just trying to get laid. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, here's a dude like
clean cut. Bigger laugh from Will for that one.
I mean, he just
Will's just sleepy. He's like, I've worked. God damn it, let me go home. The first episode was much more fun.
I'm still having fun.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the dude just pulled fun? Over in the suburbs, man.
Well, if Will's having fun, then this should continue.
So yeah, like this black dude just pulls over because he feels a little too drunk, pulls his key out of the ignition, like decides he's going to sleep in some suburb. Lady calls the police.
Of course.
Officer, there is a Negro sleeping in my cul-de-sac.
This jigaboo, he broke into a truck, but he's so lazy he fell asleep inside it before even finishing the robbery.
So that dude was actually just thrown in for public intoxication. That's what he was in for.
Yeah, because he was being such a public menace.
Yeah. Really?
I mean, black dude just sleeping in his, like,
I'm surprised they didn't book him for DUI. Because he was like,
oh, I remember Howie explaining why he didn't get this 15 years ago.
Yeah, no, the locals are... Local cops here actually don't lie much. So they told him, hey, listen, if your keys had been in the ignition, we would have charged you with DUI because you pulled him out. We didn't. That's what they told him.
How fucked is that? Your car is not in motion. It's not even on.
At least they gave it to him, man. Because a lot of cops would have just like, they'll just charge you with the hardest thing they find.
Yeah.
And that dude was like, nah.
God damn.
So, I mean, you know, it is what it is.
I guess some street cred. Going to court or did they drop the charges beforehand?
No, they dropped them because it's just like.
So, like, you didn't have to go into court?
I showed up for a prelim and then. Like, when the cop talked to the prosecutor just gave him an evil eye, like, you're such a moron.
Huh.
And so then they
So the cop was still trying to go ahead with it?
He doesn't know. He doesn't know, like...
He should. It's his job.
No, it's kind of a hard principle. Like, I mean, having studied it, like, people just got it wrong on law school exams even. So, like, I don't expect the cop to understand, like, you show up, you don't know whose weed, like, is in a room.
Well, I understand that. Like, if you're going to charge someone with something, you have to have, like...
Charge the person that's who's what's actually so got a tie.
They
to
were just
it
like,
somehow.
Oh crap, we don't know who lives here. They panic. And so they're just like, get the brown kid.
Wow.
So yeah, that's just that was my first lesson in racial profiling.
And the fucked up thing is like you have no recourse, like you can't sue him after that or anything.
I was just glad it was over, man. Like honestly, at that point you're like
they fucked with
that
you.
That sucked.
I mean, were you actually smoking weed though?
No, yeah, never, not. Man.
Yeah.
Never.
He had a contact high that he mentioned. That's why he was enjoying the credence in the backseat. But he didn't smoke.
Who does that?
See, I don't get it. Then why would they just fucking like test him when he's in jail?
Because I don't think they're trying to establish he was high. They're establishing weed ownership.
I've heard that happens to people.
It would strengthen their case.
Nah, but it's not necessary when it's just possession versus intoxication. And the only time I've ever heard people getting tested is if they think that you're high, you've smoked it all, and they're proven possession because it's in your blood. That's the only time I've ever heard that.
It's like a
and
fucking
that's extreme.
Scene out of Cheech and Chong.
That's really tough because that's not allowed in every state. But there are states where that's been tried. I actually heard they do it in Fairfax.
What a surprise, man.
Because I know at least one dude where that was done to him, but I feel like it was because he was under 18 and it was while he was skipping school, and it sounded like they were misled into believing they had a consent to the test. So at any rate, like I don't think they do it here by standard practice, but like that's the only time they really test you, because if they just like they find it on your person, then they're gonna go for it. Or in my case, it's just like, well, this is evidence, so we're just gonna try to pick it on this guy. And they picked wrong. You gotta go for moms. Because definitely, like, it's that's when people cave. Start talking. Yeah.
And all the other guys, they get charged with shit?
Nah, they're white.
Like pasty-faced Irish folks.
I've been fucked with by cops before.
Really? It's because you got a shaved head. You look...
Well, no, what happened with you? It's like back when I was in fucking high school.
Oh, for real? Well, they fuck with kids a little bit, yeah.
A lot of times. I don't know, like, just walking around with Spencer and shit in Brookfield, like, not doing anything wrong, really.
Did you have long hair at that point?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's why. That's why. When what band shirt were you wearing?
I don't know if I was at that point, but who the fuck knows? But, I mean, really, it's just that kind of bullshit. It's...
It's fucked up
because usually we're not the ones doing the worst shit.
Yeah, exactly. You're just safe to pick on. You're not going to secretly, you know, have a gat.
Well, it's just some idiot going for like the obvious stereotype with like he said, like little to no fucking cause or provocation.
What would they do?
I don't know. They fucking like sat us all down on the curb. Like, I don't remember if we got cuffed or not, but.
I think I've read that story.
It was for absolutely nothing. Like, I think Spencer had cigarettes on him.
Yeah.
And he actually had to, like, go to fucking, like, class. Like, he had to, you know, it's like AA for underage smokers or some
Jesus
bullshit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just this...
It's lucky because he always had fucking drugs on him.
This area is crazy because we got Homeland Security funds coming to the local PD, so, like...
No, they're talking about that on Ron and Fez, man. Like, these motherfuckers are armed like they're the goddamn army now. Like, there's cities with fucking 8,000 people in them who have drones. This is where your fucking tax money's going.
We have a... our county has a helicopter, and they don't really have anything to do with it, so they just bust up field parties for teens drinking. Yeah. I mean, they just got nothing else to do.
That's a great use of fucking, like, $5 million for a helicopter.
Yeah, we would hear the chopper in the back, and of course, my mom would panic because she thinks some rapist weirdo's on the loose.
Fucking Negroes going from like window to window. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's like
De Niro in Cape Fear.
Maybe bite a chunk out of a bitch's cheek. Nah, it's some guy who probably broke into a garage and stole a bike or some shit. And we're acting like someone fleed a murder scene.
But I mean, let's talk the flip side of it. So I mean, like, you used to go with your dad to DC and
fuck
like,
yeah. Oh, I saw some shit.
PG County, and it's just the flip side, so I realize I'm kind of pissed about my experience at age 18, but the flip side of it is, like, I used to work for an insurance company. I talk to people who are in hit and runs in D.C. Hit and run, everybody knows, it seems, in D.C. If you get in a car accident, just pretend like you're going to go back to your car to give insurance information and just drive away because the cops are just going to tell you, hey, we got real problems. We're not dealing with you, like, getting in a hit and run. Fuck you. Fuck your insurance company.
I've never
seen
a D.C.
Dude, that
cop.
Happened to me, man. Like, I had... My car was in the shop because I got in an accident or something, and I had a rental. I didn't have insurance on it, and I was parked at my gym. Some fucking drunk fuck backs into me while I'm in the car. I get out. I get their plate number. I call 911 and because this motherfucker then takes off. Like, I run after him. I was like, what the fuck? So I call the cops, and they're like, yeah, the tag is registered to, like, another car. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it doesn't match
the description.
It. Yeah.
Or like maybe he bought it used or something and he never turned the tags in, some shit like that. And they refused to look into it. So it's like, so why don't you contact the guy who's registered to the tags and ask him who he sold the car to? They're like, well, if it was more than $1,000 of damage, we would. But since, you know, it's just like paint scrapes or whatever, you know, we're not going to. I was like, yeah, well, thanks, prick. Like, if I had done that, you bets believe it wouldn't have turned out the same fucking way. Right. Like, anything, you fucking run a red light, you go 5 over the speed limit, they'll give you a ticket for. But when it comes to them doing work, just drop fucking dead. Pieces of shit.
I think we can peace out on that. You hit the 50 mark again. Always fun. Yeah. I don't have to do shit this show. It's pretty nice. Farted into the mic. Made a couple chuckles. You boys do the heavy lifting.
Turn the wheel. Everybody check out... damn, I'm tired. Jenny McCarthy, buck naked.
Yeah. I didn't want to bring that up, but I definitely got to speed home and masturbate. I did all that in quotations so that you wouldn't know what I was talking about. Yeah, this Jenny, I did not realize those are actually out online now.
Yeah, go to bearlist.com.
B-A-R-E, I take it?
No, B-E-A-R.
Oh, that sounds
That's
kinky.
A different site.
Okay.
Yeah, just type her name in. It'll come up.
Nice. Will, thank you. If they want to get a hold of you, you're at Billy Basil on Twitter, as well as at Gray Sky Eternal. That's G-R-E-Y. Howard, you're at Expo blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it is, but you can find it at inpapasbasement.com under the Twitter link. We also have a Facebook link and an iTunes link, so you can get a hold of us through those services.
Oh, you have a link to everyone's Twitter on there?
Yeah, I do.
Even it. Ronnie J?
She don't do Twitter.
Oh, do you have a link to her Facebook page?
No, she said no to that.
Put it up.
Yeah, that would be funny.
Fucking just have a bunch of creeps at her masturbate to her pictures.
I am John Papagiorgio. The show is Papa's Basement. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.